All night long, Bilbo and the dwarves had watched. But morning came with neither sight nor sound of danger. But ever more thickly, the birds were gathering, wheeling and crying unceasingly above the mountain.
Something strange is happening, said Thorin. The time has gone for the autumn wanderings, and these are birds that dwell always in the land. There are starlings and flocks of finches, and far off there are many carrion birds, as if a battle were afoot.
Bilbo pointed. There is that old thrush again.
Sure enough, the old thrush flew towards them and perched on a stone nearby, as if to listen. And again he sang, and again he listened.
I believe he's trying to tell us something, said Balin. Can you make it out, Baggins?
Not very well, but the old fellow seems very excited.
I only wish he were a raven. There used to be great friendship between them and the people of Thror, and they often brought us secret news. This very height was once named Raven Hill, because there was a wise and famous pair, old Kark and his wife, that lived here above the guard chamber. But I don't suppose that any of that ancient breed linger here now.
No sooner had he finished speaking than the old thrush gave a loud call and immediately flew away. Before long, there was a fluttering of wings, and back came the thrush, and with him a most decrepit old bird, an aged raven of great size.
O Thorin, son of Thrain, and Balin, son of Fundin, I am Roak, son of Kark. It is 100 years and 53 since I came out of the egg. Now I am the chief of the great ravens of the mountain. There are great tidings in the south. Some are tidings of joy to you, and some you will not think so good. Word has gone out that Smaug is dead.
Dead? Dead, shouted the dwarves. Dead? Then we have been in needless fear, and the treasure is ours.
Yes, dead. The thrush saw him fall in battle with the men of Esgaroth 3 nights ago.